Chapter 5. The bell tolled, and for a moment, all of Tirian held its breath. Then life resumed. For the moment, anyhow. Este's maidens fanned the fevered body of Miriel Therinde. Briefly, she had shown signs of waking when the bell had tolled for the fifth time, as though reconsidering her choice with the finality of the fifth bell summoning her people to hear of her death. She had drawn a quick breath as though pinched. It held, her breast slightly lifted. The maidens fanned faster. Her thoughts were a tumult of agonies. There was no room for consideration of Finwë, even Feanaro. Her body was failing her as the bodies of the Eldar were not supposed to do. Her blood coursed hot, then cold. Pain sang along her bones. With each beat, her heart was wrung of blood with the same labor as a rock was wrung of water and then lay in her veins like lead. Her spirit dashed against these confines with the same desperate determination as a caged bird, unable to find release, be it through freedom or death. Namo came along beside her. The fans fell to the maiden's sides as his bloodless hand pressed Miriel's mouth. Some of the maidens turned away. Others' curiosity compelled them to stay, watching with eyes stretched wide. Miriel's breast collapsed and did not rise again. Her gown showed the skeletal outline of her ribs. Even the watchful among the maidens barely saw her panicked spirit flee.
"It is done," said Namo.
The last of the reverberations flattened into silence.